Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget you're a man, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Bomb Radio. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Monday. Wow, it is an absolutely gorgeous day here in April. The sun is shining. The sky is blue where I am. And just really enjoying being here with you guys week to week. And I love Mondays. I love having the opportunity to start a fabulous new week and to be here on Word of Mom Radio and share some of the things that have already happened last week and then what's coming up this week on Word of Mom. And last week, our business spotlight was shining on Janice Clark. She's here every other week with her social media help, not hype show. And all of us on Facebook, all of us Facebook users know that the new timeline was enforced. Ta-da. And with all of the changes that went on, Janice, of course, as I have said so many times, the queen of social media in my eyes, learned every single thing that there is to know and things you didn't even know were there to know. And she shared it all last week on her show. I highly suggest that you download the archives, go to your Facebook page while you are listening to it, because Janice will literally gave us step by step information on what the changes were, how to make them work for you, and what they could truly do to promote your business and you on Facebook. So I want to share a little bit of what Janice had to say. So here's Janice and some of the changes happening on Facebook.
I am a woman who likes to know step by step and give me screenshots what I need to do. I'm very, very empathetic, and I do my best to do that. So, you know, if you're really confused about the tech stuff, how do I do this and how big and where do I go, please do check that out because I put a lot of great information in there. And we're going to talk about that here today, too. So if you know, if you're at your computer, if you can pull up your Facebook business page and take a look at it with me, that would be wonderful. But we're going to be talking today about, about all the changes. I'm going to be basically going through my blog post, covering the changes with you. But then we're going to be talking about some strategy. We're going to be talking about some of the whys and the hows and some of the things that I didn't get a chance to answer in my blog post because they can only be so many million words. And then you have to write a new blog post. But I knew the radio show was coming up, so I could kind of fill in the blanks for people. We're a very visual society. You know, the rise of Pinterest is a living testament to that fact, and that's really what makes many of these changes so appealing to me. Now, I need to stop first and tell you when the changes first rolled out. They started rolling out just a couple weeks ago. Some of these changes, there were no warning to. some of them, we knew Facebook timeline for brands was coming, but some of these changes, many of these changes, we didn't get any warning on. I came into my office one morning. I had a ton of to-dos on my list, and I had blocked off time to get them done. I was going to power through some tasks, and I opened my computer, and here are all these messages in my Google Reader, all these blog posts up, you know, Facebook have a new timeline, Facebook have a new look, all these changes. So let me tell you that I will be the first, I was probably the first person to start, you know, stamping my foot and cursing that morning because I wasn't ready for them. I wasn't ready for any of this stuff to roll out. So it took me a few days to be able to say, okay, well, some of these changes actually are very appealing, and I'm going to tell you why. So I'm really empathetic to the people who say, gosh, I hate this. Why do they have to change anything? Why can't we just go back? I'm so empathetic. I'm hoping today to be able to give you a more positive outlook about these changes, maybe do a little explaining as far as why some of these changes are occurring, and give you some hope. My hope is to bring you hope today, Dory. So that's what I'm going to do. You know, some of these changes really, really are very appealing. You know, they're about giving you an opportunity to really allow your brand to shine in a way that you can't do in just text. This new cover photo alone, you know, it really gives you this fabulous opportunity to appeal to your market visually and really grab their attention. The ability to pin posts allows you to have control over the most important pieces of content on your page. Prior to this, you put something up on your page, and the next time you post, it's down. You know, I have had posts before that I made a post, and there were people commenting left and right. I was getting tons of engagement, but, you know, you can't leave the same post up forever. And eventually, I had to start posting on top of it. And when that happens, well, we all know what happens. It just kind of dies off because people come to your page. That's not what they see. They see the top post, and maybe the top post wasn't as engaging as the one I'd made, you know, earlier that day, or yesterday. I have let them go 24 hours, and I know that's bad, but you know, I just didn't want to give up that prime real estate when people were still commenting and the engagement was still so heavy. So the ability now to pin posts means that I don't have to do that again. I don't have to make that decision. If something is really great and really engaging, I can pin that to the top of my page for the next 7 days if I want to, and then I'll pin it again. If I'm ever fortunate enough to get, 14 or 21 days worth of high engagement off of a post, I'll just keep pinning that little sucker right up there. I have some control here that I just didn't have before. I get to decide what people see when they come to the wall of my page. You get to decide now what they see. You know, your Facebook page is becoming more like a second website. You know, much more organized than it was before, so it's easier for people to learn more about you. And I'm going to stop right there because I can already hear some of you thinking, we're organized. I can't find anything. I'm missing posts, and I can't figure out when people are talking about me or what they're saying about me. This isn't organized.
I'm already stuck on the pin.
Yes. I'm going to help you. I'm just giving you an overview, and then we're going to take this step by step. And when we finish this call today, Dory, I want to reassure you that you're going to feel better. I've had this conversation already with a few other people, and when we finish speaking, they say, oh. I mean, nobody's any happier about all these, you know, these consistent changes. I'm not a magician. I'm a social media strategist. I'm not a magician. However, you'll feel a little more confident in your abilities to handle all this and maybe even a little more positive about what's going on. So the pages really, they do have, there is a method to the madness. The problem is they just rolled it out without telling anybody what that method is, and that's one thing I can't figure out about Facebook, why they don't tell you in advance what's coming and why it's happening, why they don't lay out, you know.
That's why, because 12 years old, and the changes happen because they can.
And the changes happen because
they can. Who does a 12-year-old come in and explain to you why they just put a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the VCR? They did it because they wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah, because it looked cool. It looked like a cool thing to do. And you know what? I think right now, and this is just my opinion, I'm sure that Mark Zuckerberg is running scared. Google Plus is a huge rival now. They've got a lot of cool stuff going on now. I know that that's not your big platform, Dory, but, you know, and this is our next call, as a matter of fact, is on Google Plus. But, you know, they've got a lot of great stuff going on over there. And I know that Zuckerberg doesn't want to end up like MySpace, you know, and it's about the change, about getting ahead, about, you know, doing something that will make them better, you know. So it's, I think, you know, I hate to say that, I just don't think we've seen the end of the massive changes. I think this is only the beginning. And you know, as frustrating as they can be, and as much as, you know, I'd like to complain with the rest, and I do sometimes, you know, catch me on the wrong day and I'll tell you what I really think. the reality is it is just kind of what it is. And you just, you know, all these changes that they are implementing, there comes a lot of new opportunities. okay, new opportunities that we didn't have before to engage, to gain visibility, to really grow your business story in a brand new way, all right? And people are going to resist the change. You know, I already know people who say, I'm not changing my over to timeline. They'll have to, like, I'm going to make them change me. They'll change you eventually. I don't know when that will be. You know, they say it's going to be the 31st. You know, they've been known to give people more time. But what will happen is eventually they will change you. So, you know, a lot of people are going to resist as long as they can. But I will tell you that if you happen to be among the first to go ahead and just embrace the changes, suck it up, and make the best of them, and you really begin utilizing the changes to your advantage, you're going to have an opportunity to gain a leg up on your competition and really increase your visibility far beyond that of others. Because by the time your competition is switched over, kicking and screaming and throwing a temper tantrum, you're already going to be, you know, on board with the changes and rolling through your next phase of marketing while they're trying to play catch-up. So, you know, my advice is when any time these changes occur, you know, you don't have to switch over that day. I took my sweet time. I did it on my own terms. Do it all on your own terms. That's my first piece of advice. Don't make them make you do anything. Do it on your own terms. Take the few days, take the week, the 2 weeks that it takes you to get on board, to get your stuff pulled together, and figure out what you're doing, and then go forward with it. One of the big things that really drove me insane, the day these changes rolled out, early one morning, again, it was on Thursday, middle of my work week. I had a million other things that had to be done. I literally could not stop what I was doing that morning, even as a social media strategist, to stop and read everything that was going on and attend everything that was happening. By 3 o'clock, my email was filling up from companies who were already telling me how to be an expert at timeline, who had already switched over and had cover photos up. These people had truly dropped their world in a scramble to get that done. That's not necessary. It truly isn't. Take a little time, figure out what you're doing, do it on your own terms. But if you go ahead and get this done, whether it's the change this year or the one, I'm sure I'm going to write another blog post next year saying, yep, here we are again. Hopefully it's next year and not later this year. If you're among the first to do it, you are going to have a great opportunity to take advantage of getting in on the ground floor of something that nobody else has really gotten into yet. So I'll quit harping on that point, but it's just really important that you do get on board with the changes and start taking advantage of some of the really neat things that they're doing over there. Facebook currently has around 850 million active users. More than half of those people log into Facebook every single day. If you're a brand and you're ignoring that type of audience because the changes annoy you, you are truly cutting your nose off to spite your face. Now, if you're ignoring it because you just don't like the platform, again, I'm on board with that. All on your own terms. Again, I'll keep stressing that. But if you're just doing it because you just don't like the change and you can really be hurting yourself. The timeline portion is the biggest change, but it is not the only one. We have a lot of changes to talk about. So why don't we go through these changes one at a time, and I can help you endure it. You know, like I always tell you, you're not going to throw me, so feel free. You can jump in, ask questions. How do I do that? How do I do this? And kind of move forward from there. Okay?
Oh, yeah. And don't think I won't be jumping in. By the way, for those of you just tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio, and Janice Clark is taking us by the hand to lead us through these Facebook changes. So, you know, welcome.
Happy to do it, Dory.
Thank God.
Well, one of the first changes are the default landing tabs. You know, we have these default landing tabs, so when people came to your Facebook page, they would automatically go to a particular tab. Well, those are gone. The ability to create a default tab is gone. Now, the tabs themselves are still around, but everyone who comes to your page is going to end up on your wall. You can't automatically send new fans anywhere else. The custom tabs that you had created haven't gone away. They're still right there, but now they are under the applications just underneath your cover photo when you change over to the new timeline. Now, if you haven't changed over yet, you won't see this, but they're going to be directly underneath your timeline. The custom pages will also go back from being the 520 pixels wide to 810 pixels. So you're going to have an opportunity to really take advantage of some good space there to share, you know, depending upon what you're doing. You know, your goal here is going to be something, you know, maybe something a little different. You know, I have used mine for our, you know, content syndication strategies. I've got a little video up there and an opt-in box. And, you know, other people, authors, are taking advantage of them to, you know, promote a new book. You know, I've got all kinds of different clients taking advantage of these custom pages in you know, different ways. But you will have some more room there to create something that looks really, really nice. Now, what annoys me here, of course, I'll go ahead and tell you. What annoys me here is that the landing pages used to be 800 and so many odd pixels. And then they changed them down to 520, so everybody had to run out and recreate their pages, me included. I had to, you know, get somebody to make my page smaller, and now they're going back big again. So I am boycotting. I thought about it, and I decided that was not a change I was going to jump onto this quickly. My page looks just fine as it is. So, you know, you don't have to make them larger. You just have the opportunity. You know, if I were to create a new one, I would take advantage of all 810 pixels, but my old one will be the little thinner version, and you know, I think it'll work just fine, at least for the time being, and until I get a few other things you know, laid out with my timeline. So these custom pages still have their own URL, so you can still send people to your custom page if you wanted to, you know, create a custom page to promote Word of Mom Radio, Dora. You could, and you could still send people to that custom page. So that still is an option. This
So that's not going to change? The custom page, your URL stays the same on this?
That's right. Your URL is still going to stay the same there. And when you create new ones, they'll all have their own URL.
Okay.
And these are all actually, you know, if you have several, this is where one of the changes I like. They're going to be much more prominently displayed than the last ones. You know, the last ones were in the little links down the left side of your page, so if you had a few chances of people finding them, were few and far between, and now you can create these really nice, and I'll tell you about those in just a second, but these really nice photos underneath your cover photos to make it very appealing for people to click on your landing tab. So you could actually promote several things underneath there. So that part is something that I do like very much. The next change is this big cover photo, and I got to tell you, I really like the cover photo as well. You know, every page now has the ability to add this nice big 850 by 315 pixel cover image across the top of your Facebook page for branding. And, you know, it's really important that you don't just throw something up and walk away. You know, this is just too big of a piece of real estate to decide that you're not going to spend any time on it whatsoever. It gives you this great opportunity to make a first impression. You can be dynamic. You can really grab people's attention and create something that's representative of you and your business and the feel of your business. You know, is your business, you know, are you black and white, artsy, down-to-earth, warm and fuzzy? Who are you? What are you doing? This image is a wonderful opportunity to really share that with people. Now, this is not intended to be a salesy image. You know, I've heard people say it's intended to be beautiful. Well, I don't know that it's intended to be beautiful per se, but it is intended to be representative of you. It's not intended to be salesy. It's not intended. In fact, it's not allowed to add for you to put purchase price in there, you know, 50% off or 40% off sale going on right now. Download at our website. You know, you can't put any of those things in there. You can't put your contact information or your web address. You know, they didn't want people filling this up with a bunch of call me, you know, used car salesman type tactics. This is all about you and your branding. It's really to make you stand out.
I have to tell you, I was so excited to have to listen to the archive, not only to pull out a little bit, and I just really liked sharing the whole cover photo and the fact that your URL does not change. So our URL on Facebook is facebook.com/wordofmom. And that didn't change. We did have the opportunity, obviously, to add some new graphics and some great things that are, I love the changes that are happening.
I wasn't excited about them until after Janice's show, so I completely encourage everyone, go to the archive, download the show. It was on the 27th of March, and pull up your Facebook page, and step by step, Janice will explain everything. You can also take a look at our blog on word-of-mom.com. It's Janice's blog on this and has screenshots. It has everything because, as she said right at the start, she is somebody who likes those step-by-step information and availability and everything else, and it's what makes working with her so wonderful. And believe me, you will be so encouraged by what the new Facebook can do for you and your business. So thanks, everybody. We're here on Word of Mom Radio, and we're going to take a quick break to hear from our show sponsor, SafetyFirstBags.com.
You need to travel, and you need your laptop when you do. But do you really need to remove your laptop at every airport checkpoint? Not me anymore. Take a look at SafetyFirstBags.com and our checkpoint-friendly laptop bags and backpacks. All checkpoint-friendly laptop bags, federal TSA guidelines. So, setting entrepreneurs and easy travelers, you no longer need to remove your laptop at every airport checkpoint. Our 15 and 17-inch message bag style features a half-inch padded laptop compartment and our unique clear flap for your boarding pass and ID. Our laptop backpack also has that half-inch padded compartment, along with a full-sized backpack joined by our unique forklift design for easy opening and flat placement on security belts. You can visit us at safetyfirstbags.com/checkpoint-bag and see why safety is in the bag.
Hi, we're back here on Word of Mom Radio, and I have to tell you, I am a consumer of the product, and flying with those bags is just such a joy. It really is. I can't believe the ease of just going to the checkpoint, opening up the bag, lying it flat. You don't have to remove your laptop. It makes life much more simple as you are flying. And let's face it, busy mompreneurs, how often are we flying with kids sometimes? And the last thing you want to have to do is worry about where the kids are, where the laptop is, where your bag is, and everything else. So take a look and see what we have for you. And as you know, on Tuesdays, we have our business spotlight. We heard at the beginning of the show a clip from Janice last week. Tomorrow, Mandy Babolia is back with her Pioneering Power Hour. And I'm very excited. She has a fabulous guest coming on, Jennifer Uziria, if I pronounced your name wrong, I'm really sorry. And Jennifer also shared on our word-of-mom.com blog, a fabulous blog that I encourage you to read. But as you know, during the business spotlight, when Janice has her show, Mandy chimes in with a mindset success segment. And it was really interesting, the segment that she shared last week. Janice and I were laughing that she didn't know what Janice was going to be talking about. But when I tell you, it was absolutely perfect for the Facebook changes that we were talking about. So here's a little piece of what you missed with Mandy's Mind Success segment. What a mouthful.
I'm thrilled to share this with you because it's something I experienced this week, and it was one of those, oops, I mistyped, but then I realized, no, there was a much larger message. So I'm happy to share this with you, and before I do, I want to share a quote by Neil Donald Walsh. You all know I'm huge on quotes. Again, it's Neil Donald Walsh, and the quote is, "Life begins at the end of your comfort zone." And I love that because from a mindset success standpoint, it really is the truth that if we stay in comfort and our comfort zone, even if we're not happy,
we will really never achieve that full vision of success, whatever that is for us, and fulfillment that we have. But it's very scary, obviously, to move out of our comfort zone and into discomfort. It's just not the, like, human way. And so for me this week, I've had several of those moments of having to move out of my comfort zone entirely into complete and utter discomfort. So out on that, you know, the ledge and the edge of the next steps for me. And so I wanted to share that quote, which was "Life Begins at the End of Your Comfort Zone" by Neil Donald Walsh, because it gave me comfort in moving into my discomfort. And so that leads me into what I wanted to share with you today around that idea of moving into your discomfort and the fear. Because one of the things that happened this week for me was I'm making a shift, and I'm following the continued evolution for me, which is to find my sacred purpose in serving others. And so I mistakenly wrote my scared purpose rather than my sacred purpose. And I realized, I was like, oh, I made a mistake. I wish I could go back and delete that. And I realized, no, actually, when we're scared, being scared many, many times is a sacred space. We have to actually look at why we're scared and what the fear is to learn from it. So there's always a lesson in our fears and in being scared. Usually that ends up being a sacred gift that will inform us and guide us. So that brings me to the importance of awareness, which is part of, you know, as we know, I work very much with my ADAPT Mindset Success System. And the first A is for awareness of, and there's so many things to be aware of course. But so for this week, my aha, because I'm a continuing work in progress, was that scared is sacred. And then I really started to look at what are my fears and try to really focus on the awareness around what are my fears, where is my comfort, and where is my discomfort, and then evaluate the fear and try and learn from it to propel me forward. Forward action leads to success, fulfillment in life, in business. So today's exercise, so to speak, and I always say that I'm the egg timer girl, but you can use your iPhone or whatever you have. I love an egg timer, good old-fashioned. Is I did this for myself this week, and so I wanted to share it with you as something that could, you know, really bring huge awareness around your fears so that you can either learn from them and or move past them, harness them in order to achieve that mindset success and therefore the success in life and business that we're all seeking, of course. So here it is. If you have an egg timer, great. If not, whatever timer is you have around, perfect. Set it to 5 minutes. Put pen to paper. 5 minutes only. Put pen to paper. And list out all of the things that come to mind, your top fears, like your biggest fears even. You know, don't be scared to, pardon the scared, but really get real around the awareness of what am I really scared of? What is my discomfort, my total discomfort? And at 5 minutes, stop. And then go back and look at your list and, you know, pull out maybe the top five. If that's all you have on the list, great, but if you have more than that, but pull out the top five fears that when you read them back in the pit of your stomach, you get that fear, that real, like, I don't want to move out of this, I don't want to move into discomfort, and then evaluate them. So bring awareness to those five top gut fears from that page, and then look at them and ask yourself, what is this fear around? Why is it so powerful? And then how can I take this fear and the power that I've given over to the fear and actually flip it to my advantage?
That was part of the Mindset Success segment. And it was so interesting. After Janice and I had the opportunity to listen, we were both amazed because of what Janice was sharing with all of the Facebook changes and how many people are so uncomfortable with those changes happening. So I really do encourage you to pull up and download the archive from the March 27th show of Janice's Social Media Help Not Hype. Listen to the Facebook changes, experience the Mindset Success segment that Mandy shared, and really enjoy that show because it was just a fabulous share. And again, Mandy will be here tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific with the Pioneering Power Hour. Now this Thursday, well actually last Thursday, we were doing a show on mommy bloggers, but the mommy who was coming on the show to blog, talk about blogging, her little girl got sick and the life of a mompreneur. So the show actually wound up getting canceled, and I encouraged everyone to listen to some archives. But every Thursday, Melissa Patton, who is the founder of University of Mom, shares a You Mom moment with us in our Mompreneur Model Moment segment. For those of you who have been tuning in, Melissa is the owner of Bees Tees, T-shirts that teach, and she went from concept to $1 million licensing agreement with Cracker Barrel Old Country Stores in less than 2 years. And we are so lucky that she's here with us every week sharing amazing business advice. And I want to let you hear a little bit of what she shared last week with us. Great advice on free publicity for your company.
But I'm no one-trick pony, ladies. I've had experience in multiple small businesses over 20 years. Pre-BT's, I had opened a restaurant called Steamer's Cafe. I started from scratch and built it up to a thriving gathering point in our small town of Clinton, South Carolina. It was a blast running the restaurant, and I loved it. The most satisfying part to me was talking with all my peeps from the town, but also meeting new friends who stopped by. You see, our small town, Clinton, South Carolina, is located at the intersection of two major interstates. Our restaurant was about a mile from these major thoroughfares. So we'd get dozens of weary travelers looking for a home-cooked meal and a soft place for their backside every week. Before long, I had accumulated a book of stories that these folks would share about lots of things, but especially about their travels. Some would talk about coming through Clinton 40 years ago, what had changed, but certainly what had not. And others would talk about where they were headed and some interesting things that had happened to them along the way. I had just a ton of fun, quirky little tidbits that travelers would leave me with. And after a while, I wondered if other folks in Clinton might find these tidbits as intriguing as I did. So I contacted my local newspaper, the Clinton Chronicle, and asked the editor about possibly writing a column for him about these stories and what I was able to observe about small-town Southern living from my window on Main Street at Steamer's Cafe. And he happily agreed to give me the space in the paper once a month for a column called Clinton Matters. What a wonderful gift this was for the readers of the Clinton Chronicle, but also an outstanding free advertising opportunity for the restaurant. I mean, once a month, I had the opportunity to talk about the cozy atmosphere and how comfortable travelers felt stopping by to enjoy a bowl of soup or an ice cream cone in our great little small town. What a perfect, non-salesy way to sell the restaurant. This is the best free way that I've ever found to broadcast my message. Just think for a moment about how many columns, pages, and hours of programming that local media must come up with to fill their magazines, newspapers, radio shows, and television news programs. So consider what avenue that you can use to write a column or be a recurring guest on or in local media. And I'm here to tell you that editors and producers are begging for good content, so give it to them. The same way that the Today Show uses Susie Orman or Barbara Cochran on a recurring basis as experts on finances and real estate, consider how you can use your knowledge and your expertise to be a recurring guest and sell your business, all the while filling the media with great information. This is really a no-brainer, ladies. If you have been searching for a way to broadcast your message louder, then you have finally found it. So grab your horn and go toot it. Good luck to you, ladies. And thank you so much for listening to University of Mom on Word of Mom Radio.
I love the things that Melissa shares because, you know, hearing that, it's just you're kind of like, oh, yeah. I mean, think about it. Think of all the free magazine newspapers that come to our door every day. They're dying for content. And you get to brand yourself as an expert in your field by simply giving them what they are clamoring for. So as I said, every Thursday, Melissa shares a little bit of wisdom from University of Mom. She's got a great one coming up this Thursday. I'm going to give you a little teaser a little later on. But my guest this Thursday is Dr. Barnsley Brown. And I love it because she's a self-proclaimed steel magnolia in a very long line of strong Southern women. She brings the storytelling skills of her heritage and the business smarts of her entrepreneurial family to her work with individuals and groups. She graduated magna cum laude from Wake Forest University. She studied in France and England before earning an MSc from the University of Edinburgh, Scotland, and her PhD from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Prior to launching her company, Spirited Solutions, Dr. Barnsley taught at Wake Forest University, Duke University, and UNC at Chapel Hill. As a professional speaker, trainer, coach, and president of Spirited Solutions, she gives you wings to soar personally and professionally. She's a member of numerous organizations, including the National Speakers Association and the American Society of Training and Development. Her poems, articles, and work have been featured in newspapers, journals, and many, many publications. She always says she particularly relishes presenting for business owners, busy professionals, women's groups, and teachers who really want to relieve the stress and excel in what they do. Dr. Barnsley specializes in helping people create balanced, prosperous lives and work they love. She's very excited. Her new ebook and audio package, Get Out of Debt and Get On with Your Life, Every Woman's Guide to Create Prosperity with What You Have Right Now, is available along with her 5 audio programs, free reports, and free zine, e-zine, at www.spirited-solutions.com. Don't forget that dash. And one of the things that she's going to be sharing with us, which I'm very excited about, are the 5 boundaries mompreneurs must set to manage so they can take the stress off and become more productive. And let's face it, as mompreneurs, we know what it is to be balancing building a family, raising a business, and everything else. And that's why being here and getting to share Mompreneurs is such a joy for me, because it is just an amazing opportunity to give women a place for empowerment and support, and to know that they are not alone. We are all here in the trenches together. You know, and it was so funny. Janice Clark and I were talking one time, and her little daughter, Dorothy, who's 3.5 and just as cute as a button, Janice had a picture up on Facebook one time, and there was little Miss Dorothy with her headset on, and she had her little calculator going, and she's just sitting there with mommy, you know, doing her stuff. And Janice was laughing because at one point she had said she was trying to figure out what something meant. And don't you know, little Dot just looked at her and said, well, Mommy, why don't you just Google it? I was laughing so hard I had tears down my face, streaming, because it was so incredibly funny, but it's the way of today. I can remember one time I was working, no joke, 5 hours on trying to create graphs for a client I was doing some things with. And I was just pulling my hair out. I truly was, because I am not a social media guru. I am learning, you know, each day as this journey through social media has introduced me to more and more people, I have gained more and more skills because of it. But believe me, I started just the way we all do, from scratch. And my son, who was, I don't know, 12 maybe at the time, 13, came up to my office. He's like, Mommy, what's the matter? I was like, Rob, I'm so frustrated. I cannot figure out how to get these graphs to look the way I want them and everything else. He just looked at me and was like, well, do you mind if I help you? I said, not at all, sweetheart. I got out of my seat. I grabbed my cup of tea. He sat down and was just, what would you like it to look like, this? And boom, pulled up a pie. Then he pulled up a chart. Then he pulled up, you know, the bar graph. Then he pulled up the line graph. And he was like, what would you like? How would you like it, Mommy? Do you want it in color? Do you want it in this? It was so funny to me because same thing with little Dot saying, why don't you just Google it, Mommy? This is the age of technology that our children are innately understanding. So when I hear my friend Sue talk about the Facebook changes and she's just, this new timeline and the pictures on both sides and everything else, I'm 60-something years old, I can't handle it. We all fight change. Excuse me, I have to cough. Excuse me. But you know what? Change is the only thing in life that is truly constant and that we can really count on. Why not embrace the change? And again, because of the work that Janice is doing in sharing all the social media, and then Mandy sharing the Pioneering Power Hour and really looking at the mindset. And as she says all the time, your life shows up in your business and your business shows up in your life. So let's work on the life skills too. It's part of the business. And love what Melissa is sharing. I'm going to give you a little teeny teaser as to what she's going to be sharing this Thursday on our Mompreneur Model Moment. So listen to this.
You know, I continually get asked the same two questions all the time. First of all, how did an ordinary mom manage to fulfill a $1 million order for Cracker Barrel? And second, can you please explain how trademarks and patents work, and can they protect me and my brand? Well, the answer to the first question is dependent on the answer to the next question. So let's get started and learn about trademarks and patents.
Ha ha, and there's the teaser. What a bad Dory. But you know what? You're just going to have to tune in on Thursday and hear what Melissa has to share about patents and trademarks, because it's very interesting and very informative, and she really is just sharing so much of the knowledge that she has gleaned because of the fact that she went from concept to $1 million licensing agreement in less than 2 years. So everything she learned, she had to learn on the fly because of how quickly everything happened. And I always say, I want to run like a little disclaimer going, this is not typical. Results like this don't usually happen. Because let's face it, most of us who become quote-unquote overnight success, you know, 5, 10, 12 years in the making, nobody sees you sweat and everything that you're doing in between. So I'm here on Word of Mom Radio. We're here every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, although in a couple of weeks, we're getting ready for a new show on Fridays, and we'll tell you more about next week as Word of Mom Radio keeps growing and expanding. So please like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Word of Mom. You can visit our website, word-of-mom.com. Follow our new site on Twitter, Word of Mom Radio, and you can feel free to email us at wordofmomradio@gmail.com with comments and show ideas and anything you would like to share, because as you know, we're here sharing mompreneurs and businesswomen and finding a place where women can connect and grow and thrive their businesses, learn more ideas, and just be there for each other as we move through this social media world. So I thank you so much for tuning in today. Enjoy the archives of our past shows. You can find us here at blogtalkradio.com/Word of Mom Radio. Everything is there for you to be able to download and enjoy when you have a moment. But I do encourage you with Janice's show last week, download your computer, go to Facebook, and let her walk you through that timeline. You are going to be thrilled. So until tomorrow, for the Pioneering Power Hour, this is Dori DiCarlo saying create a marvelous day. Bye for now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.